The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every morning is a new opportunity to take in the news of the day and the challenges of life and try to make sense of it all. Right now, we've got a show that tackles the topics and asks what you think. So get ready to start your day with a bold look at history as it happens. Let's learn, live, and sometimes laugh together. It's the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer.
All right, everybody, good morning. Come on in. It is Thursday morning, the 26th day of January 2023. So we are going to cover some stuff today. And very, very glad to have you. Let's backload it. At 9:05, we are going to welcome a gentleman who writes for the Christian Post, who's been covering some of the gender issues, which are certainly my thing for 2023. It is a calling out. It is a reckoning. It is a time to fight. I mean, we have so many fights that we have to mount up for and armor up for, you know, on borders and on spending and on any one of a number of the things that we talk about all the time. And they're all extremely important. Election security, everything I talk about, schools, please. But this world we live in right now, where we have doctors, actual doctors, air quotes, actual parents, air quotes, willing to carve up our children on sacrifice on the altar of gender cultism. Anyway, there's a movie that's out about this, and we'll tell you about that at 9:05. And it's being sabotaged. So we will welcome a gentleman on that at 9:05. 9:35, a gentleman you know well, Matt Rinaldi, the chairman of the Texas Republican Party. He is in California already for tomorrow's vote on RNC chairwoman, and it will be a chairwoman because either Ronna McDaniel will keep that post or she will lose to challenger Harmeet Dhillon. I like both of these ladies a lot. I think Ronna has been over-criticized, but I'm not hostile to the notion of Harmeet winning this thing. She's great. It's one of those rare moments where no matter how this turns out, we're probably well served. Matt informs me that he is all in for Harmeet. So I'll ask him, what did Ronna do wrong? And we'll see how this all goes, because there are three Texans going. Who are the other two? Every state and the smattering of American territories, your Puerto Rico, your Virgin Islands, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Your Guam, they all send delegations of three as well. So you have like 168 total people. You need 85 to win, and that all happens tomorrow. So Matt Rinaldi will join us on that, and maybe a few other sort of statewide Texas Republican things, and that'll be 9:35. Our visit with Mike Gallagher, of course, is a scant 25 or so minutes away. The 8 o'clock hour, we might, this is wild. I mean, you'll get a story like this every once in a while. That's just it. Our fallen world, our fallen, deeply fallen world. And I chronicle it not to bum you out or to, you know, bring down the room or anything like that. I maintain optimism and just, I want to feel good about humanity. I want to feel good about the country. I want to feel good about society. I go looking for things to feel good about. They seem sparse sometimes. But when you get a trifecta like this, it just makes you think. And it's going to get a little salty, a little spicy in the 8 o'clock hour. Because let me see if I've got all three of these. One of them is kind of, let me build in order of impact, perhaps. One is a story that was on Channel 5 last night, Maria Guerrero. There's this woman, she's retired, she must be 60-something, 70-something, and by some hook or by crook, prostitution customers keep coming to her house and ringing her doorbell. And she's like onto them and calls the cops sometimes. But there's nothing transactional that they have proof of. So all they can do is run them away like roaches. But it's an incredibly weird story. And it piggybacks on what we talked about yesterday with this massive prostitution sting, or as everything is now called, trafficking. And it wasn't in Oak Cliff, and it wasn't in, you know, South Fort Worth. It was in Frisco and Southlake. Whoa, hello. And that got me going to the end of yesterday's show about what ought to be legal and what oughtn't to be. And obviously anything involving children, of course, anything involving coerced behavior, of course. But every time always happens at the end of yesterday's show. Got a couple of things, mostly on the Patriot mobile text line, 866-660-5759, which is the same number where you call us. Or some people, I will get the occasional text, the occasional call that says, Mark, the notion of some woman selling her body is unbelievably depressing. The notion of some guy, you know, seeking that transaction just adds to the depression. But isn't this stuff that consenting adults get to do, and isn't it ultimately none of our business? That's not a bad argument, but it certainly is still part of the fallen world narrative, because that's just not the way life's supposed to go, not the way people are supposed to go. So let's go into what other things that are absolutely crimes. There's this creepy troll in Irving who people have known for like decades, and it turns out that he's been luring kids to his house like forever. They're on to him now, so we have a story on that. And then Hello Prosper up in Collin County, great community, great school system. Their school board president was arrested yesterday for indecency with a child. So, 8 o'clock hour, details on all of these, not too scatological, not too prurient, but I want to tie a bow around them and ask you some questions just about our fallen world. In this first segment, we've got a couple of things in terms of news out of Washington. Joe Biden is going to send 31 M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine. Okay. I mean, let's stipulate that's better than sending, you know, 200,000 American troops to Ukraine. But I'm starting to notice which politicians seem to be on board for, I don't want to say forever war, but it sure is what it looks like, feels like to many. Mike Pompeo, we had Pompeo ready to go day before yesterday. I was out. Whoops. So we're going to need to reschedule that, and we will. And I think I've made clear how much I dig Brother Pompeo. He had a tweet yesterday. Hey, the fastest way to get, Russia out of Ukraine, to end this and see Russian defeat and see Ukraine win its battle for freedom, fastest way to do that is to give Ukraine everything they need. Okay, first of all, the use of the adjective fast begins to lose its meaning after we have been in this long, hard slog for more than a year. So I don't think at this point that anything fast is at hand. And I don't know. I just want to check with you today, as I will on many days. Where are you on this? If we stipulate that we don't want American boots on the ground in Ukraine, so okay, what? Countless squillions of American dollars is okay. How many M1 Abrams tanks do we even have? I'm guessing that unloading 31 of the most sophisticated tank ever made on the planet doesn't leave us vulnerable to attack from anybody. I guess we're not going to denude and deplete our own defense capabilities and sacrifice it on the altar of the Ukrainian war adventure, are we? And to say nothing of money, my Lord in heaven, the money. You know, so and again, I guess opening up massive, writing huge checks to Vladimir Zelensky, I guess once again, that's all better than, 200,000 American troops on the ground. If I said not one drop of American blood, not one drop of American blood. OK, but a crap load of American money and tanks And it's time for Europe to step up even more. Germany is sending some stuff. Poland is sending some stuff. Great, because this is much more their problem than it is ours. And the thing I'm starting to ask myself is, does Pompeo hurt himself or help himself by being all in for open-ended Ukrainian war for the United States, a proxy war against Russia? Is that a good look if you are thinking about asking people to vote for you for president? And finally, before we head for our moment of prayer and our moment of commercial break, which often happen in rapid succession, sometimes you just know when the left is just screaming and squealing and crying, you know you've done exactly the right thing. And this is one of those days, one of those weeks, and this accrues to the, the immediate benefit of freshly elected, brand new Speaker Kevin McCarthy. How many more things can this guy do to have a great first couple of weeks kicking Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell off the Intelligence Committee and watching them wring their hands and clutch their pearls and just gather their skirts in a bind? He kicked us off the Intelligence Committee. You're darn right. You're darn right. Because Adam Schiff is a liar and Eric Swalwell is compromised. These guys have no place on the Intelligence Committee, and good for Kevin McCarthy. I think it's like the seventh thing on which I've said good for Kevin McCarthy since his ascendancy. And so once again, hey, thanks, 20. Thank you to the 20. The 20, for varying motivations, but the 20, as a voting block, kept the rubber stamp from happening. Yep, Kevin McCarthy, next in line, boom, moving on, business as usual. Yeah, guess what? It's not business as usual. And I neither know nor care whether this was sort of in Kevin McCarthy's DNA and he would have sort of done these great things anyway, or whether he's been dragged kicking and screaming to them. I don't care. He's doing them. He's doing them. And I trust he will feel something he has not received in enormous supply, conservative gratitude. And that is something that he'll sort of look around and go, wow, conservatives actually admiring me. More, please. So that's pretty cool, too. All righty, 866-660-5759. Lord, guide us and protect us as we face the challenges of each new day and this new year. We thank you every day for this blessed nation and for your direct hand in creating it. So please fill our hearts with the energy to protect the freedoms which come from you, which our nation was founded to protect. Let us navigate these troubling times with a positive spirit, treating others as we would want to be treated. Lord, these are times of trial and challenge. So lift us as we follow your word and work for a better America, where our Constitution is honored, our schools are safe, our elections are reliable, our borders work, where we protect the unborn and fight for the meaning and the intent of the two genders you created, and where our differences are hashed out with honesty and goodwill, and our freedoms of speech and worship are protected. As we face each day's problems, give us the clarity to look around and cherish our many blessings in our nation, our great state of Texas, our communities, and our families. If we follow you, Lord, we know we can get through anything. And we ask these things in your holy name. Amen. All righty, it is Thursday. Very glad you are here. 866-660-5759. So I mentioned Biden, tanks to Ukraine. He had a little quote on that yesterday. McCarthy kicking these guys off the Intelligence Committee. Got some audio of that. But the sound I crave the most, of course, is you on the phone. And the words I crave the most are in front of me on a screen at the Patriot Mobile text line. 866-660-5759. For both, it is 7:21. Happy Thursday, Mark Davis. And I'll tell you now that I made a vow, I'm giving you the best that I've got, baby. We got a birthday. The incomparable Anita Baker is 65 today. Everybody's got a opinion. How about if I just play this whole record? Would that be bad? I'll let you do that on your own time. All right, 866-660-5759. Joe Biden yesterday at the White House.
Ukrainians are fighting an age-old battle against aggression and domination. It's a battle Americans have fought proudly, time and again. And it's a battle we're going to make sure the Ukrainians are well-equipped to fight as well. This is about freedom. Freedom for Ukraine. Freedom everywhere. It's about the kind of world we want to live in, the world we want to leave to our children.
Yeah, it's always about the children, and it's for always freedom everywhere. And I'm not spitting on this or giving it the back of my hand or disparaging it. I want Russia to win, too. I want Ukraine to win, too. I want Russia to be driven from Ukraine. I want Putin to lose. Yes. But I just feel like I'm just being squeezed and twisted and massaged and cajoled into forever war. We're in Dallas. Roy, Mark Davis, welcome. How are you?
Yes, sir. Good morning. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
Because if you were in New York, Kathy Hochul would put you in an encampment.
Exactly. Now that is a skillful observation. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, sir. Only in Texas do you have your freedom, right?
Well, in a couple other states, but I'm glad I'm in one of them.
Sir, I thought this over. We would not be depleting our military equipment and supplies for handing over equipment and military supplies to the Ukrainians if Joe Biden had not made that very critical mistake of error and leaving $94 million worth of ammunition, pallet loads of it, artillery, and all other military equipment. We would have already had this here on our shore, and we could have gotten that delivered over there to the Ukrainians.
Everything connects, doesn't it, Roy? Imagine how useful having that stuff would be now. We could just hand it right over to the Ukrainians. But no, instead, it is of great use to the Afghanis. And there are forces at work, by the way, because a lot of that stuff is still in thoroughly decent working order, and there are wheels turning to get some of our war material from Afghanistan handed over to whom? The Russians. So won't that be some sweet irony as well? Thank you, man. Appreciate it very, very much. 866-660-5759. More of your thoughts are interspersed throughout the day. You know who I crave right now? Well, in chronological order, number one, a Gordon Griffin news update, which is mere seconds away. And then our visit with Mike Gallagher. See what's in our talk show buddy's brain for his Thursday show. Our visit with Mike next. Mark Davis, 660 AM. The answer. Here's Gordon in the newsroom. So it's time to wake people up before they go to work or school or whatever. Morning, Mike.
Well, good morning.
Now, you know, there's a story behind this. This, of course, is...
There's always a story with you. Somebody got born and died, or somebody was...
Somebody got born.
Over by a snowplow.
Somebody got born. Somebody definitely got born. In this particular case, that, of course, is a record by Wham! Which was George Michael, hugely famous and now dead, and this other guy. Andrew Ridgely. How'd you like to be him? He's on this record.
Who's Andrew Ridgely?
Well, that's exactly my point. Because in famous duos, and maybe, I don't know why I'm thinking about this with my segment here with you. There are many, many famous duos where you start out as a two-man thing, and then one of them just drops off into obscurity. Like, who in the world was that guy? George Michael had a big solo career, but Wham! For great records like Wake Me Up and Careless Whisper. Andrew Ridgely is 60. And I don't know, Table 6 needs more roles. I don't know what he's doing.
Don't do that. Table 6 needs...
He's
probably
cars.
doing fine.
I bet the royalties are doing great. American Idol. Think of Ryan Seacrest. You remember the first season of American Idol? It was a two-man thing. You remember Brian Dunkelman?
Oh, yeah. Whatever happened to Brian Dunkelman?
Well, Table 6 needs more roles. I don't know. But this duo, both of us are going strong. Hi, and happy Thursday to you.
Well, happy Thursday. You sound like a million bucks. You guys are both feeling good, I think.
You've
recovered from your COVID bout.
All good. Me and my bride.
My test was clear this morning. My morning test, I'm negative, so I
take tests. Why are you testing this morning?
I had a little runny nose, and so I immediately ran into the medicine cabinet. I mean, I got the funniest email yesterday from a listener who made fun of the fact that I was teasing you about being a drama queen. talk about pot meat and kettle. Yeah, yeah. I mean, me, I've got a ventilator with my name on it, on reserve down at the. It is kind of crazy. How about, and there, boy, talk about people hyperventilating. Facebook and Instagram are ending Trump's suspension. Now,
two years. Yep.
Okay. Well, what changed? What? Why now? What happened? I mean, and that's not a rhetorical question.
No.
Give me the theory as to why 2 years later, as he's now running for re-election. Mm-hmm. I mean, you realize the left is losing its ever-loving mind over this.
Yes.
And I kind of understand why they're losing their mind, because if I'm them, I'm saying, well, if he was so egregious that we had to take him down, why are they putting him back now?
Two things. Number one, they've been worn down. This is a rare example where we've won a battle here. The Elon Musk takeover of Twitter has shown what free speech can be. It has shown a certain basic truth of life, that you should let people out onto these social media platforms and let free speech reign, let people like or dislike whatever they embrace or condemn, whatever they wish to embrace or condemn, but you don't muzzle people, you don't shut people down. And the second element is that he's running for president, and it's probably particularly bad optics to shut somebody down who's running for president. But as soon as I say that, they shut somebody down who was president, so I don't know where that horizon even drawn. So ultimately, I'm going to take a small win here.
All right. Well, let me go down the conspiracy rabbit hole. Let me tell you what I think, because there's nothing honorable about any way they treat Trump. This guy, think about any one figure in our lifetime, and if there's been anybody eviscerated any worse than him. I mean, it's unreal the way they continually, I've never seen anything like it in my life. No. So I don't think there's any honorable intention. I think there's always a nefarious, diabolical thing.
All right, so what's in
with
it for
anything
them?
Involving Trump? Well, here's what it is.
Yeah.
He has a deal with Truth Social.
Yeah.
Already Axios is reporting this creates a huge dilemma for Trump, because contractually he's not supposed to go to these other platforms. They're trying to build up Truth Social.
Right.
He's made a promise that, like, they're going to get to, I think, I don't know, 56 million subscribers or something by 2025.
Yeah.
And apparently, the reason he hasn't tweeted yet, even though he's been welcomed back many weeks ago, is it violates his agreement with Truth Social.
Huh.
And so I think what they're trying to do is force his hand and cripple Truth Social. That's why they're bringing him back, Mark. They're bringing him back to force his hand, because what he's going to have to do, he's going to have to say it's either Truth Social or Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Okay. That's plausible.
And he's got a much greater reach with Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
You see, that's the exact next place I was going to go. So if that's the case, and if you're Trump, the goal is be seen by as many people as possible. And Truth Social is great. God bless Truth Social. It's a lovely place to be. It's wonderful. But it will never have the reach of Facebook and Twitter. Never. And he is much more out there and exposed to far more people and has much more clout in a normal day on Twitter and Facebook than he would ever have on Truth Social.
And he's not going to. So it's a dilemma. I mean, and it really puts him in a really tough spot, because he's very loyal. I mean, it's his platform. He loves Truth Social. He's been trying to build it up. But when you can reach more people, and you're running for president, and listen, they continually tout the fact that he's got, he loved Facebook. Facebook not only was important for him to get his message out, but fundraising. He was able to fundraise oodles of money via Facebook. So it's not I don't think this is the win you think it is. It's a tough position.
If I'm on the board of Truth Social, I'm not thrilled. But
no kidding.
But for free speech and for Trump's impact, total W.
Devin,
what does this do to Truth Social? I mean, I don't think it cripples them. I think I enjoy being over there. It's a fun place to be. It's a Trump's presence or absence doesn't change really what I think about Truth Social, but I don't know. So you were saying.
I don't know. Now, let me tackle something that's really hard, and I didn't give you a heads up on this, but I don't know if you saw Senator John Tester is blasting a bill. Republicans have introduced a bill that to me makes so much sense, and it's so plausible and so reasonable. But then I had to check myself. Mm-hmm. Buddy Carter, Representative Buddy Carter, Republican from Georgia, has introduced the Fair Tax Act.
Absolutely.
It would abolish the IRS, mm-hmm. and it would get rid of income, payroll, estate, gift taxes. Mm-hmm. There's 23 Republican co-sponsors. Mm-hmm. The income tax would be replaced with a 30% sales tax
Yikes.
On most goods and services sold in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tester, a Democrat from Montana, has said, over my dead body, it's totally ridiculous. I've got farmers in Montana. It's going to cripple. It'll break the backs of a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
And it dawned on me, the reason I like it and the reason you like it is we're blessed with a good income. Mm-hmm. And we pay, I mean, I pay nearly, I almost half my income goes back to the government in some form or another.
Did you just project onto me support for the sales tax?
Let me tell you what I like about every, you know what I like about it?
You do you and then I'll do me. Because there's plenty to like, and there's some things but go ahead.
Well, there's some things I don't like. You know what I don't like? I don't like half of my audience that doesn't pay any federal income tax.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fact of the matter is about half the country pays zero federal income tax.
That's
there's
a
lot of people making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year that don't pay any federal income tax.
Mm-hmm.
There are people like me who pay tons
it's
of
brutal.
Income tax.
We get absolutely hosed.
Yep. But here's the pushback to a hardworking farmer listening to me in Montana.
Yep.
Oh yeah, Mike, sure. You can whine and bitch and moan about paying 40% of your taxes. How much money do you make?
Exactly.
And I'm mindful of the fact that I make more than the average person
does. And
it's
not going to kill you or me if that $500 refrigerator is suddenly $650. But what about
that
farmer?
It's also not going to kill me if I'm paying 40% of taxes on my income, but it is going to kill somebody who's making $50,000 a year and doesn't pay any federal income tax.
Precisely, which is why, who was it? Rick Scott, senator in Florida, set up a kind of a template of how to move forward in a Republican future, and he dared to touch that third rail, touch it and you die. I said, you know, maybe we need to have some skin in the game by people who are making 40, 45 grand, who are probably not paying hardly any taxes at all. Maybe they need to. And he was just shouted down immediately. The sales tax, you know who else the sales tax goes and gets that doesn't pay taxes? Oh, I don't know, drug dealers, kingpins. Because if the drug dealer buys a $250,000 McLaren, he's going to pay taxes, where the day before maybe he was not. They're huge pluses to the sales tax. What keeps me from being a big supporter of it is it's regressive. The person making $1 million doesn't buy 10 times more stuff than the person making 100 grand. The person making 500,000 doesn't
true.
Buy.
They don't.
They absolutely.
Yes, they
do you think you buy 10 times more stuff, purchases, than the person who makes one-tenth of what you do? No, you don't. You buy a lot of stuff. Maybe you're a bad example.
You're talking to the wrong guy.
So don't use
if I see it, my poor business manager, poor Joey Hudson says, you know, Mike, you just don't have to go through life saying if I see it, I want it.
Mike,
you don't have to
broke
spend
Gallagher.
Money. I mean, no, I got nothing. I'll be taking nothing with me.
So
you can't take it with you.
Among normal people, the person making
but
a million.
But you don't think people make $1 million spend more money than people making $100,000?
Not 10 times more, which is what makes it regressive. The effect of a sales tax on somebody making 40, 50, 30, 20, 80, 100, it makes it a bigger bite by a function of percentage. The other thing, I hate the IRS as much as anybody. But what, you think we're not going to have some oversight arm, some government scrutiny into our lives? You're going to need that in order to scarf up all the sales tax state by state. So Big Brother ain't going anywhere if we
fair tax. But all of these different tax loopholes all these different machinations,
yep.
It's ridiculous. I mean, but here's the problem. Like John Tester points out, like Texas, Montana, Montana, Texas doesn't have a state income tax.
Yep.
Montana doesn't have a sales tax.
Yeah.
They don't even have a sales tax. He said it's a bad idea to put a 30% tax on everything. Listen, this may just go under the category of life's not fair. I don't know. I mean,
so what do you think will happen?
What do you think? Because it is indeed, and by the way, this was part of the Kevin McCarthy deal too. That this tax concept would go to the floor of the House. Will it live there, or is it like term limits?
Never passes the Senate.
I think you're right. Which everybody says they support, but when push comes to shove, not gonna happen.
Not gonna happen. Well, I mean, Tester said again over my dead body. He said they'll torch the bill in the Senate if it gets that far. He was on with Lawrence O'Donnell over at MSNBC. O'Donnell pointed out most Americans pay more in Social Security taxes mm-hmm. than in income taxes. Mm-hmm. Income taxes, the MSNBC host, income taxes aren't the burden they seem to think it is. What's your argument against it? And then Tester said Montana doesn't have a sales tax. I love the conversation.
Great topic.
It's a great topic, but it's almost one of those just debate topics. I don't know that anything's ever going to change. They're never going to get rid of the IRS. What I also hope never changes is Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and Ilhan Omar whining about being stripped of their committee chairmanships.
Awesome. So
oh
great.
My gosh. And they'd have no self-awareness. They don't even realize how pathetic they look in whining about it.
Yep.
I mean, hey, guess what? Go back to Obama. Elections have consequences.
That's right.
Right. I mean, and Eric Swalwell on the Intelligence Committee?
Please.
Probably a bad idea. Fang Fang wouldn't approve.
No, she would not. And listen, you talked about conspiracy theories. This piggybacks onto something we talked about a little bit yesterday. Now, yep. and we don't need to make it every day a Damar Hamlin update. You know the latest is that Damar Hamlin is in fact dead. And that guy in the box at the Buffalo Bills game and that guy making, you know, because you said yesterday we never see his face. The conspiracy theory is that the Buffalo Bills player actually has in fact died, and they don't want to reveal it. That is making the rounds in conspiracy.
You know, our former colleague Michael Medved used to have Conspiracy Day on yep. his show.
It's awesome,
and it was every whack job would call him with a conspiracy theory.
We didn't land on the moon.
Damar Hamlin has been seen. I didn't realize that. I looked last night. I was kind of interested.
Who saw him?
There are some pictures of him smiling, and he's got, you know.
Picture's real?
Oh, okay. It's a fake picture. Yeah.
I don't know, it's doctored.
It's CGI. It's a fake. AI.
Have we ever talked about, what are they called? Deep fakes? 60 Minutes did a thing on deep fakes, and it was Tom Cruise talking to you like I'm talking to you right now, and it was Tom Cruise, as sure as this is me talking to you, was not Tom Cruise. Total AI, deep fake thing.
I think COVID has messed up with your
go
brain.
Go Google some deep fake YouTubes. Uh-huh. We can trust nothing in photos and videos. Never again. How do I know this is you? Is this really you? I mean, I'm sure you talk like Mike.
Mike's gone. I am a clone. Hey, what about the story of this Jeremy Renner? More details are coming out. This guy is, boy, you talk about being lucky to be alive.
What? He was first of all, in a huge snowplow thing, got hurt very badly.
He's got this gigantic snowplow. First of all, in Idaho, he's got this beautiful, was it Tahoe? I guess it was Tahoe. And his adult nephew is in a pickup truck stranded. They had a huge snowstorm. So out comes the Avenger himself. Right. And he puts it in park, but it starts to slide.
Whoops. And he runs over himself.
He jumps up. And, he ran over himself and got almost crushed to death.
He's doing
Hope
okay
he comes
there.
Back. I mean, you know. But
right. I love mayor of Dogtown, mayor of Kingstown, mayor of Easttown.
Oh, he's, yeah. And he's an Avenger,
show.
Right?
He's in a Hawkeye.
Hawkeye. Yes. Well, Hawkeye, I hope he comes back. I got a tip, though. If you're a multi-million dollar movie star, hire somebody to plow your streets.
Oh, but
that might be the answer.
But that's part of keeping it real. Don't you want to do something? No, you don't want everybody doing stuff for you. Like, excuse me, Jeeves, would you go plow my back?
I got somebody raking the leaves as we speak. I ain't doing it.
Once again, you're a bad example.
Bad example.
All right, man.
I relate to the common man, the everyman.
That's right. And you will do so on stage in front of common men and women, and uncommon men and women in Grapevine, April 18th.
No, April.
I'm sorry, COVID brain. April 18th, Tuesday night, 660amtheanswer.com for tickets at the Palace Arts Center, the Lancaster Theater,
the
Grapevine. It's this in front of your face. Who wouldn't love an hour
Who
and 20 or 25
that?
Minutes?
Come on. What's not to love? Not to love?
Exactly. All right, man. We love you.
Happy Thursday.
Happy
love you
Thursday.
Too.
Mike Gallagher on the air right after we're done at 10 on 660 AM. The Answer.
That is Les Paul on the guitar. Somewhere there's music, Mary Ford on the vocal. For the winter, bridging 1951 and 52. How high the moon. As we roll into the 8 o'clock hour, got some thoughts about local stories that are breaking, many of them prurient and terrible. But we also have phone calls on sales tax, flat tax, other various things. So let's dive into those as well. Various things on Ukraine and who ought and oughtn't to be on intelligence committees and such. It is a busy Thursday show. Glad you are a part of it. 866-660-5759. Mark Davis, 660 AM. The Answer. Stick around.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. Deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.